Grace to you and peace from him who is and who was and who is to come, from Jesus Christ, the faithful witness, the firstborn of the dead, and the ruler of the kings of the earth. Amen. I've been to a couple stores lately. Started really early. But I heard my first Christmas carol about 3 weeks over the loudspeakers. Well, it wasn't a Christmas carol. It was Santa got run over by a reindeer. Oh man, that's too early for this. But I'm gonna start off today by singing, "Joy to the world, the Lord is come. Let earth receive her King. Let every heart prepare him room, and heaven and nature sing. Ah, and heaven and nature sing. La la, and heaven nature sing." It's not Christmas yet, but that song works every time. And the other verses, "Joy to the world, the Savior reigns. He rules the world with truth and grace. Joy to the world, the Lord has come, the Lord is come, and the Lord will come." Book of Revelations. Joy to the world, the Lord has come. Humbly born, humble life of service, not served, but to serve. Raised up, ascended, sitting in the right hand of God on the throne. Raised up, holding the only human things that can reach heaven, that has reached heaven. The only things. You know, you can't take it with you. That's true, but Jesus did. What did he take with him? Anybody know? Venture a guess? Things made by humans that Jesus brought up. His holy wounds. We did that. Human made. But he came for that purpose, to lift us up and make us members of his family, forgiven and freed and redeemed. Those holy wounds, by them we are healed, a lifeblood that's poured out to cover us in robes of righteousness and robes of light. The Lord has come. The Lord is come. That's what we usually sing. Emmanuel, God with us. Yeah, right now, here. And he continues to come into the world, into our lives, and to every heart that has prepared a home, every heart that's prepared a throne for him to rule. He comes. He comes. Sometimes he comes in the person who's sitting right next to you now. And if you're not sitting right next to somebody, he's right there anyways. He comes in every person who's in need. Because whatever we do to the least of his sisters and brothers, our sisters and brothers, we do it for him. He is present. The Lord has come, the Lord is come, and the Lord will come. The Lord will come again. When the Lord comes in his glory, he'll sit on that throne of glory, and all the nations will be gathered to him, and he will separate people like a shepherd separates the sheep from the goats. On that day, each one is going to stand before that throne, the throne of heaven, and God will in turn look you in the eye, see if you're a sheep or a goat. And he's going to ask the question, well, depending on the place you are, where his throne has been, depending on the place where it has taken up root in your living, the answer is pretty important, because it can mean life or eternal life, or eternal death. Jesus has been in the back seat in our lives, maybe, or has he been in the front seat right next to you? Or has he taken the wheel on that highway of life? And we can answer. We can answer the question, am I me? Am I the king of my own life? Or the king and I, we control my life together? Or the king, not me, it directs my life? God's going to look at each one of us and ask us to answer the question, well, where have I been in your life? The gospel lesson for Christ the King Sunday is a part of John's passion narrative. Yeah. The judge, get this, the judge of all people is standing before a weak sibling judge, a Roman ruler. This is the ruler of the universe standing in front of a weak human being. And Pilate asks him the question, are you the king of the Jews? Jesus, in talking about that, Pilate is asking him, are you the king trying to replace Caesar, the real king? Jesus is not talking about politics. He's talking about spiritual matters. And he answers the question with a question. Is that your own idea, or did others talk to you about me? Sarcastically, Pilate answers the question with a question. Am I a Jew? Am I a Jew? This Messiah talk is a Jewish matter. It's got nothing to concern me about. What have you done that they want to hand you over to me to be killed? Why do your own people hate you so much? Now Jesus tells them, my kingdom isn't of this world, but now at this time, my kingdom is from another place. Because Jesus didn't come to establish an earthly rule. He didn't come to bring glory and honor to himself and give glory to his followers in heaven, or here on earth. He didn't come to make life easy for any of us. Established in heaven from eternity, his kingdom is all creation. His rule was not and is not of this world. His kingdom was always his. The kingdom was always his before anything was created. When he brought the kingdom to earth, it still was an earthly kingdom. Jesus' kingdom is really here now, not an earthly kingdom. It's a kingdom that lives in people's hearts. Jesus' kingdom is his ruling in our hearts. And by nature, honestly, by nature, we say this at the beginning of the service, every person sets themselves up on their own throne. Every person sets themselves up to be royalty. Sometimes my crown tilts just a little bit, but you know, I'm in charge. Remember the Frank Sinatra song? And now the end is near, and I must face the final curtain. I won't trouble you anymore. My friend, I've said it clear. I'll state my case of which I'm certain. I lived a life of full, and I did it my way. Regrets? Oh, I have a few, but far too few to even mention. I did what I had to do. I saw it through without exception. I planned each charted course, each careful step along the byway, and I did it my way. For what is a man? What has he got? If not himself, then he has naught to say the things he truly feels and not the words of one who kneels. The record shows I took the blows and I did it my way. At one time of all of us have maybe not sang that song, but we lived that life. We lived a selfish life. On the side of that selfishness, when we are the rulers of our own life, but in the end, our self-rule, in the end, will be our self-destruction. This one seems good, but on a closer look, an examination, this one is really deadly. To say, I am the king and I have not kneeled. There's areas of my life I turned over to Jesus. I could say that. Areas of my life, but there are a lot of areas I've kept from myself. And so when the Lord says, well, I could answer, Jesus is my co-pilot. He's my co-pilot. He's not the one flying the plane. You know, that's me. He's not in charge. Somebody else. I am choosing the altitude that we rise. I am choosing the speed of our flight. I am choosing the destination and the flight path. And really, Jesus, you're some kind of backup. Someone's going to help when I hit the turbulence in the air. Or someone's going to help when I need to rest. If God is a co-pilot, you see yourself as an equal partner. No, maybe not equal. You're still more in charge. Either way, there is one pilot. And God, Jesus, is just a co-pilot. The Lord is going to stand, and he's going to look at us, and he's going to say, well? And as you stand before heaven's throne on that judgment day, will you say, I let Jesus be the king. I will let Jesus be the king of my life. How are you going to answer? There's only one answer, that one, that echoes the joy of heaven, the joy that we sing. It's this one, this answer. I know I am a sinner. I am a sinner in need of forgiveness. And the only way that's possible is to fall on my knees. Fall on my knees at the foot of the cross. And lay my sins on Jesus. He wears a crown of thorns that I helped make. But he reaches out still in love. When I know and believe that I stand helpless before the King of Kings, when I realize I can't make it on my own, I can't do it my way, when I turn over every dark corner, every hidden thought, every secret wish, when I turn it over to the King of Kings, when I confess that there has been a part of my life that I have withheld from God's grace and God's mercy, I've withheld it from Jesus' power, And I've been trying to fly my plane all by myself. When I confess that there are parts of my life that just aren't right, only then can I stand before the throne on that judgment day, and when the Lord looks and says, well, when he says that, before I could even answer, Jesus says, with compassion, with mercy, Jesus says, with love, this one's mine. And with a nail-pierced hand, the same hand that reaches out to you and to me to make us all kin, the same hand to lead us into the kingdom that was prepared for us from the beginning of creation. Jesus doesn't use force. He extends a hand of peace. Standing before Pilate, Jesus says, if my kingdom were of this world, my followers would be fighting for me to keep me from being handed over. But he has no need for swords or guns or armies or ballistic missiles. He doesn't need that to bring about his kingdom, because his kingdom is not of this world. This is a spiritual kingdom that finds a home in people's hearts, and in their minds. What weapons does Jesus use? Does he use weapons? Yes, he uses one. He uses a weapon. He uses the weapon of truth. It's a hard thing to come by these days, but he's the person who said, I am the way. Not your way, not my way. I am the way. I am the truth. The truth about you, me, the truth about humanity, the truth that we have tried to make him a co-pilot, not the one in charge. He's the truth. Jesus is the embodiment of the truth, that shining truth that shines, can shine, will shine in each one of us. We are lost in a forest of falsehoods, things we tell about ourselves. I'm in control of my life. I do it my way. I give the wheel sometimes to Jesus, but really, I'm in charge. But Jesus demonstrates the truth of God's grace and love and forgiveness and offers citizenship in his kingdom under his strong and gentle rule, because Jesus is life. I am the way, the truth, and the life. And joining our lives to his by grace, we'll share the way of true, true life. That's the truth. Jesus says, in fact, that's the reason I was born. And this is the reason I came into the world, not to conquer nations, but to testify to the truth. Everyone on the side of truth listens to me. What's the truth? That's God's love and God's compassion, God's forgiveness is boundless. Listen to that truth. Listen to Jesus and listen with joy. Let every heart prepare him room. Sing joy to the world, the Savior reigns. He comes to make his blessings known. He rules the world with truth and with grace. He makes the nations prove the glories of his righteousness and wonders of his love, and wonders of his love. So to him who loves us and freed us from our sins by his blood, and made us to be a kingdom of priests serving his God and Father, to him be all glory and dominion forever and ever.